Do you feel stuck in a cycle? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Light, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Light.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Terry Eckersley, who was on our previous show, who was stuck in a cycle of drugs, gangs, and crime and couldn't get out.
And I think when we realize we're in a cycle, we've gone somewhere far enough knowing that. I think it's important to first recognize, hey, I keep repeating the same mistake or I keep doing this wrong thing.
Yeah.
And also, we can feel like we're in a cycle and we're just determined or that's just part of our DNA to be part of that cycle because of our family lineage or because, let's say, I've always done it this way, so I don't know any other way, so we feel stuck.
Well, in certain things like addictions tend to end up in cycles. And we all experience this. You know, I know, for example, a pornography addiction, I've experienced this, where it's like you think you're doing good and you say in your mind, I'm never going to do that again. And then, you know, a little, then you're in it and then you, and then it's too late and you're really in it. And then afterwards you're like, oh, I feel so bad. I really am going to stop.
Yeah.
But you cannot stop. And I hear, you know, addictions like drugs and things like that. It's just this constant cycle. But we keep fooling ourselves thinking, I'm going to somehow make myself better. I'm going to be the one to get myself out of it.
And I think that's true. And I think I've done that many times in my life where I can do this and I pump myself up. I'm going to be on this diet. I'm going to eat all healthy or whatever it is. And then I just blow it and I forget it. I can't do this. Mm. But what I found for me that has changed my life is recognizing in and of myself, I can do nothing. Right. But when I turn to the Lord and I say, God, I need your help. And here's where I'm struggling. He helps make a way out of that cycle.
Well, you know, that's true. And, you know, the Bible even says it, like in Romans chapter 7, verses 21, Paul says, I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yes, and He is the way to get through those cycles. So if you're stuck on something, call out to the Lord and say, help me, God. I want this cycle to break. Let's hear from Terry Eckersley after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Thornton Family Dentistry and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Thornton Family Dentistry is committed to providing comprehensive dental and orthodontic care to your family, treating every patient as unique and special. They offer two locations for your convenience, 2300 East 120th Avenue, just east of York Street, and 810 East 88th Avenue, just west of Washington. Call them now for an appointment at 303-254-8828. That's 303-254-8828.
Do you like listening to the Real Life Radio Show and wish you had a way to share these powerful testimonies with others? Well, now you can. Go to our website at awakeningthenations.com and select from 25 different CDs, each containing 6 Real Life Radio Shows covering specific topics such as addiction, pornography, witchcraft, sexual abuse, suicide, and more. For a small donation, we'll send you CDs of your choice. Just go to www.awakeningthenations.com and order yours today. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us once again is Terry Eckersley, and he's going to share with us how he overcame heroin addiction and had a powerful encounter with God. Let's welcome to the show. Terry, thanks for being with us.
It's an honor and privilege. It's great to be back on the show with you. We love you guys.
Yes, we love and appreciate you. And we appreciate you just sharing with others who are going through a hard time. And I know that you lost your dad when you were only 13 years old, the prime age where a boy needs his father. You didn't have that. And that led you into emotions and shutting people out. In fact, you were in and out of jail and then prison. You started getting onto drugs and ended up addicted to heroin.
Wow.
And you know, when you were a young man or a young boy, you probably never thought you would be in and out of prison and doing drugs. I mean, did you have a dream of what you would be when you grew up? You know, you probably didn't say, I want to grow up and be a drug addict, right?
No, I didn't, not at all. I didn't really know what I wanted to be or do. I was always very creative with art and with English. I always loved the English language and English literature, but I never really had any ambitions. I think that was another thing. So I suppose once I started getting involved in drugs and crime, I got more ambitions to take more drugs and to be a more organized criminal, you know? So I wanted to be a gangster, really. That was my ambition.
Wow.
So I ended up becoming what I wanted to be, really.
Oh, wow. You know, there are people who are listening that are addicted to drugs and they live for it. How was it affecting your life as far as family and friends? Did you find that it was hard to have relationships with people?
Yes, I think apart from other drug addicts and other criminals, you know, I'd have some relationships with family, but again, that'd go in an ever decreasing circle. So you'd start losing family, start losing friends, because you're basically lying all the time, living a lie, stealing. So my life was a total mess, 100% mess.
Wow. Well, you were starting to hit rock bottom. Someone shared with you the story of Jesus, and you ended up coming to know the Lord, but things didn't change right away. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, I can. It's interesting because he was a street evangelist who was telling us all about Jesus. God loves you. Jesus died for you. He's got a plan for your life.
Mm.
And he'd be there on the estate where we lived. He'd come and share it with our gang. When we came out of a nightclub, he'd be there with another guy sharing the gospel.
Mm.
And then one night I did respond to the gospel message. And what do I mean by that? He said, Terry, God does love you. Jesus died for you, he's got a plan for your life, but there's a devil out there, he's real, you've been in his playground, and he wants to kill you. So to get out of that, you need to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him for forgiveness, and invite him into your life, give your life to him. So I got down on my knees and prayed that prayer, and I always say I felt a little something. I knew what I'd done, but I didn't know really what Jesus had done at that moment in time.
Mm.
God never let go of me. I gave him my life. You know, when you do give your life to Christ, he's got it and he'll keep hold of it strong. And then 8 years later, I started getting drawn to the person of Jesus Christ, becoming attracted to the person of Jesus through reading the book of Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount, the beautiful teachings of Jesus. Don't judge.
Right.
Love. Be merciful. Be kind. Don't worry. Look at the birds of the air. And I just thought God was really speaking to me through the person of Jesus Christ.
Wow. And something miraculous happened to you where you actually felt the presence of God come upon you when you started reading the Bible. And so many people want to experience God, but they're not even reading the Bible. But for you, you started to read the Bible and you had an encounter. Can you tell me about what you felt and what happened?
What happened was I went to see the person that I'd given my life to Christ with, because it was two of us who did that. And we started to read the Bible together. We started actually at an amazing piece of scripture, which is 1 Corinthians 12, which speaks about the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, gift of tongues, gift of interpretation, the gift of faith, gift of healing, gifts of miracles, gifts of discerning of spirits, you know, the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So we read that. And then the next night, we thought we'll read 1 Corinthians 13. And it starts, yea, though I speak in tongues of men and angels, but have not love. And he speaks about what love is. And I stopped and I said, what is this tongues? Because it mentioned it last night and it mentions it now. And then immediately, he got the gift of tongues. And what do I mean by that? He spoke in like an unknown language, which sounded like a foreign language, where he just sort of went, shotorobo siti makamaha. But then I got the gift of interpretation, and it was like right in the middle of that tongue, this is what was said to me by the Holy Spirit. Jesus died so that your sins can be forgiven. And immediately I felt the presence and the power of God, and immediately the whole room lit up, and it was like waves and waves of light and love and power just coursing through my body. And immediately I knew that Jesus had died for me personally.
Wow. And how did that change your life? Because like you said, for that 8 years, you're kind of doing your thing. But after this encounter, how did your life change?
Well, it radically changed my life because I knew God loved me. From that moment on until now, that has never, ever left me. I knew God loved me. Jesus died for me. And he'd got a plan, although I really didn't know what that was because I've been going my own way for all those years. And I didn't really have a clue. And at first I felt joy and elation, but then I started feeling conviction. I couldn't do things that I couldn't smoke weed even anymore. I felt guilty. I felt convicted. I couldn't say certain things. I couldn't do things. So really, I came to the end of myself, you know, I really did.
Wow. So there are people even now who don't even know what the love of God is or haven't experienced it. And what's so amazing is you said you didn't even know what your purpose was, but not only did you come to know the Lord and get free from heroin addiction and all the problems that you're facing, you ended up becoming a pastor and you became the head of other ministries. Can you just tell me about that?
Yeah, I'll quickly tell you. I always say the hounds of heaven were chasing me, not the hounds of hell, the hounds of heaven. So everywhere I went, Christians have always been around my life, but especially after this time. And then I found myself in a church in Sheffield, and then I experienced a powerful healing experience through the laying on of hands. And it was like all the mental scars from all the years and years of drug abuse and pain and hurt and anguish were totally healed again immediately. Uh-huh. And then from then on, I just got involved in the local church. And then I quickly got a job in a local Christian charity, went through Bible school, went through university all the time while working. Then I quickly got promoted into middle management. And then shortly after that, I got promoted into senior management and took over an organization. I became acting chief exec. Then I founded and became chief exec of a new Christian charity in Surrey. And my life has not just been greatly blessed for me, but it's been a great blessing where I've been able to help and lead many others to Christ and see them touched by his power, but also provide care and support for people, you know.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Wow. Well, there are people listening now who need to have a touch from God. And it's amazing how he brought you from the lowest of lows and he brought you up and he lifted you and he delivered you from all that pain. And we're going to pray for those who are listening right now that they would have a touch from God as you did. And if you have a family member or friend who's addicted, we're going to pray for them that they get freedom.
You know, there's this saying that a lot of people say, and there's a lot of sense to it. It's that once an addict, always an addict. And you're hearing some evidence that maybe there's something else.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's something called the power of God. The Bible says that there's a dunamis or an explosive power of God, but it's not to blow things up. It's to really bring the healing and the life and the purpose of your life all together, where God can use your past hurts, your past sins, all those things. He can bring it all back together and make you whole.
Mm-hmm.
And from wholeness into a mission, into a calling.
To help others.
So Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm just praying for someone who's listening to the show and saying, gosh, that's me. I feel like I'm stuck and I feel like there's no purpose for my life. But I want to tell you that's not the truth. And Jesus would say to you, come, my son, my daughter, I love you. I'm better than any addiction. I have the power to heal you.
Mm.
So Father, we thank you, Lord, for your words. Your words in your word says that you are the way, the truth, and the life. We give our lives to you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.